Tell you what can also happen, you can have a star emerge on a day like yesterday at Royal Randwick. That's what happened for the Hawke Stable with Diplomatico, and Michael has been good enough to join us on the line now. G'day, Michael.
Jimmy, how are you going?
Yeah, really well. You know, lots to like about this horse yesterday, the win, but in particular the fight in the horse, I think, Michael, was probably the thing that impressed you most.
Yeah, it did. He really hit the line. He attacked the line like he did first up, obviously at Kensington when he won his maiden. But yesterday he was in for the fight. It's only his third start in a race. He's still learning his craft, but he really wanted to hit the line. It was really good.
Yeah, good morning, Michael. He was impressive because things didn't go his way. That tempo just slackened mid-race. He got on heels. Kobe had to get him out four wide and sort of face the breeze. So he was there to be beaten, Michael, but he was dominant late.
Yeah, morning, mate. Look, I thought it was a brilliant ride from Kobe. He summed it up in all but two strides. He made up, you know, two or three lengths in those two strides. And when it did slacken, what I loved about it was he didn't panic. And when he popped off and was three wide, he just sat there and just let him get into his rhythm and just let him go through the motions. And that was probably the winning factor. So when he did come around the corner, yes, he was wide, but he still had a lap full of horse. And our game plan, obviously, before the race was just to, it was really all about letting him go through the gears. It wasn't about where he was in the run. It was more about letting him go through the gears. And as you saw yesterday, when he actually went through them, he was actually better for it.
Snitzel, three-year-old colt, maiden win over 1,300 metres, 1,200 yesterday, 1,200 for the Coolmore. Best distance for Diplomatico at this point, Michael?
Look, Jimmy, I think he'll get further.
Right.
I think in the autumn, he's, you know, he might be a horse that might get over 14, maybe a mile. But you know what? We're here, we're now, and obviously his win yesterday was great, over 12. And he's not there yet. He's only a baby. And I know they paid a lot for him, 1.8 million, but that doesn't mean anything. You can pay 30,000 for a horse and still do the same. But you know, we've got to just try and teach him his craft, and he's learning that. But I think in time, you know, he will get further. But at the end of the day, the question is, do you have to go further? The answer is not really. Mm. So, look, he'll tell us. We've always been that way with these sort of horses, or any horse for that matter, in our stable. And, you know, he's definitely going the right way, albeit it was a big class rise yesterday, and he handled it well.
And potentially to the Group 1 again, the Coolmore Stud, if you go that way, he's the sky's limit, I think, with him. As it is with winner of the last, Michael Mahalingo, I hope I pronounce that correctly. I get it wrong every time, but what I do know is this is a horse with also lots of ability. What's that, mate?
Ask Neil Wirt how to say it.
Oh,
I can't talk to him.
Well, he named the horse, didn't he?
He just goes, that horse.
Well, I tell you what, that horse has got ability, Michael.
Mahalinga is his name.
That's
right?
It. Okay.
So he won't all
okay.
out there, Mahalinga. But yeah, he's always had ability. Actually, Kobe Chennings rode him his first start at Newcastle. We took him away for a kill, and he won very good there in his first start. And we ran him in some high profile races during that prep that he won. And albeit it wasn't until we found out he had some issues, and yeah, we've rectified those. And he's come back bigger and stronger, and he's still a colt by O'Reilly, and they don't make O'Reillys anymore. But in saying that, he's still got to go through the grades, which he is. But look, I thought his win yesterday was probably his best win to date. His win at Warwick Farm was good first up, but I just thought that his racecraft was a lot better, and he wanted to attack the line better yesterday. Mm. Albeit he had a light weight, but he does love the ground. But he is a horse that, you know, we've had an opinion of, but he's really, you know, got to go through that racecraft again. And he's going through the motions quite good, actually, and his win was really good.
Yeah. No, he's a promising horse, as they both are. Look, Michael, terrific day for the stable. Yes, they were Diplomatico and Mahalingo. I hope I got that right.
No, you didn't, Mahalingo.
No, I'm struggling with that horse's name. That horse, Jim.
Yeah, very good.
Thanks for joining us, Michael, and best of luck for the rest of the spring.
Thanks, guys.